state. Well, with the move to alert level 4 announced on Friday for areas off of the Avalon, it means schools are set to reopen on Wednesday. And that means students are heading back into their classrooms and teachers are being asked to adjust the way they teach. Yet again, Dean Ingram is the head of Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he is on the line with me this morning. Good morning to you, Dean.
And good morning to you, and I guess happy St. David's Day to Martin.
That's great. Tell us what your members think of this. How are they feeling about heading back in the classroom with children in alert level 4?
Well, from the outset, I mean, the announcements made on Friday announcing increased public health precaution in our schools for students, for staff, that's a step in the right direction. We certainly feel that the continuation of the Scenario 3 protocols for schools on the Avalon was the right decision, knowing that there will be enhanced safety measures for our teachers, medical masks, face shields provided. And we obviously hope and certainly expect that Dr. Fitzgerald's statements and her advice regarding enhanced mask expectations for students, they should be and will be strictly enforced. That being said, there are still concerns about the ability of many schools to maintain effective cohorting. There's challenges around proper physical distancing. There's challenges around the ventilation systems and procedure we have in our schools. And starting this week, we're going to have our schools operating under one of three scenarios, Scenario 1, Scenario 2, and Scenario 3. And from an association standpoint, well, some of the information we'd like to know is that what role the interaction in our schools, what role school-sponsored activities played, how the science behind the B.1.17 virus variant have been factored in the decisions made. Schools shouldn't be the weak link in our COVID-19 precautions, and exercising due caution is where we need to be.
So many schools in our area, you know, central and western Newfoundland, are going to be operating under a Scenario 2 return to school, which only involves 50% of the school population in attendance during a cycle, with the other half doing self-guided work at home. Is that a realistic and functional way to have learning go ahead in the higher grades?
Well, there will be challenges. Undoubtedly, it's going to create an altered delivery of instruction. This plays into the workload that's been placed on the teachers. I mean, the fact of the matter is planning and preparing for virtual learning under Scenario 1, planning for a Scenario 2, planning for how to do learning assessment, that creates a number of new challenges from what was the norm for in-person instruction. There's no doubt that since Friday, school administrators and teachers and everyone that works in our school system at all levels have been working diligently, I know my members have, to put in place plans, rearrange things, get ready for this year. Will learning be different? Without question. But fundamentally, at the heart of every decision that should be made in our schools and, dare say, the entire province, an abundance of caution should always be the rule. The fact is that schools are where every home, every workplace, every community contact comes together. And strengthening protection for students, staff, and through extension their families to make schools safe and sustainable, that needs to be the focus moving forward. We protect our communities by protecting our schools. Will it mean an altered learning environment for students? Without question. That being said, we would suggest that looking at the list of schools that are moving to Scenario 2, it might be prudent to review that list and determine which one can actually maintain cohorts. I've had expressive concern from a number of teachers across the province, most notably in Central and West, and Labrador as well, wondering how we will maintain the Scenario 2, maintain the cohorts. We need to put in place measures that allow us to adhere to the measures that Dr. Fitzgerald suggested. Since July, we've been raising concerns that the measures we have in place in our schools are not consistent with other public spaces. The announcement on Friday were steps in the right direction without question, but we still need to have some other questions answered in terms of how we can implement the measures Dr. Fitzgerald suggested for the entire province that have served us well, by the way, and how we can do that in our schools.
So, Dean, I looked at that list of schools that are going to go to Scenario 2. Are there enough schools on that list? Are there other schools that should be added before Wednesday?
Well, that's a determination for the district. From the feedback I'm getting from teachers, there are teachers and administrators in those schools that aren't on the list that still have concerns about how they're going to be able to maintain the cohorting as envisioned by Dr. Fitzgerald, how they're going to maintain the physical distancing and other measures as suggested by Dr. Fitzgerald. And that light, what I would suggest is a review of that list would be in order. I'm not on the ground in these schools, but a number of people in those schools have expressed concern, and reviewing that list would be prudent.
What are the challenges, especially for younger children who might be a little more active, more inclined to kind of get up in each other's faces and in the teachers' faces, that teachers are going to have a real struggle in maintaining social distancing in the classrooms? What are some of the things you're hearing from teachers about that for the younger kids in particular?
Well, this speaks to the concerns we've had since the beginning, is that schools are dynamic environments. Schools are environments where the ability to maintain distancing, the ability to maintain cohorting, all those things are challenging. It's one of the reasons why we've been pushing for, and I'm very pleased to note that teachers have been identified, and I saw really this morning where Dr. Fitzgerald confirmed that teachers are going to be on the list of in the phase two rollout of vaccines. It's what's needed, and we do thoroughly support that, and we think it's the right decision for the reasons you just alluded to. Schools are a dynamic place where students do, especially in primary, tend to be very close with their teachers.
What kind of a relief is it for you and for teachers to hear that they are on the list in phase two for the vaccine rollout?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the term relief, because for us, it was something that was an obvious decision, but I'm pleased to see it there. It's certainly acknowledging that where teachers fit in terms of the dynamics of their workplace, it need to be there. And it's the right move.
Dean Ingram, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're kindly welcome.
And that's Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. I would say for parents and families and for teachers in this province, there is probably no other more important issue right now. Everyone getting their head around the fact that schools are going to reopen in person on Wednesday. You can give